This is No Banks Fanex, episode 79 for Sunday, September 27th, 2009. Brought to you by Emma Hanna, musician/actress. Whether it be exclusive pictures, fan art, or the latest news, it has it all. You can't be a fan of Emma Hanna without going to this site. So check it out at shyranger.com.
Hey, No Banks Fanex, this is Adam Sibeli, a.k.a. Backguy83 from Ranger Board, residing in Reading, Pennsylvania. I wanted to say happy 4th anniversary, you guys. You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work, and looking forward to more good episodes, guys. Happy 4th anniversary.
So everyone watched Broken Path, right?
Oh my god,
yes,
I so
I watched that terrible movie.
No, I need to get a copy of that, preferably VHS if they make one. And have people sign it. That is the second greatest movie of all time.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Are you serious right now? Okay, wait. Well, let's not talk about it right now. Let's talk about it after we talk about the episode.
We're talking about Dragon Knight. What we're talking about?
Oh yeah, Dragon Knight. I forgot.
Yeah.
So, I watched the episode where I finally watched the episode where Inhaler Boy died.
Oh.
Explain this to me, okay? How was this founded on the principle of everybody walks into the same mirror and they all pop out 50 miles away from each other?
Yeah, I was beginning to wonder that too.
Yep. If that didn't happen, there's no story.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, it does happen.
Five people appear 50 miles away from each other?
Yes, I know. It makes no sense.
Because if it didn't happen, they can't do a story.
You see, See, you know, I look at it as that's their, well, for us, it's like breathing in space and you know, that's their breathing in space.
Well, the way I was thinking about it, because I finally caught up this week on it. So
Hold the presses.
Yep.
You watch Kamen Rider Dragon Knight?
Every single one.
Together we will fight the fight?
Together we will fight the fight.
Yes.
I've watched it all this week. I'm finally caught up. I watched the last few episodes today. So I'm all caught up.
Oh, geez.
And the way I'm thinking about the whole mirror world teleportation is that they're going to use the... Because, you know, like in the first episodes where they went through the mirror and then they have to get into their car and ride through this little mirror subworld or whatever. I'm thinking maybe they're traveling through there, so that will give them access to any window that they want.
Right.
That's my justification for what's going on.
Why would they all want to get away from each other?
Well, I don't know. Well, especially if they're in a battle, they would want to separate.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, there is some kind of logic to it.
There's
like
three
there's a little
bit. Enemies.
No.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Yes, it is.
Well, yeah, because they're riding cars through the mirror, like between the mirror worlds, so
yeah.
They've got to get somewhere, apparently.
Uh-huh. But
yes. He's like, yes,
okay.
Go on.
I hope there's more to this story.
Okay, if the bad guys want to separate the good guys, then they would split up and then cause them to split up and then jump through the mirror before they could see exactly where they went. So it does kind of make sense if you think about it.
Yeah,
but
there were three good guys and two bad guys, so why didn't two of the good guys go after one of the bad guys and the other good guy go after the other bad guy? Why did all of them individually separate?
Okay, the third one actually went through.
Well,
last,
that one I don't really have.
Wait, which episode are you talking about? I have no clue.
The one we're in
where Asma guy dies.
50 people showed up to the bookstore.
Oh yeah, the bookstore. Okay.
But the third bad guy went in last.
Uh huh.
And so he wouldn't have caught up with everybody else.
Wait, before we continue, turn off your phones.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I'm not near my
phone. Did not.
No, seriously, turn off your phone. Because no, it came on the last recording. It comes through the recording, so turn it off.
Does it really?
Yes, it does. I'm gonna turn mine off.
Like I look forward to hearing this sound again if it's somebody else's, because it seriously was not mine.
Well, no, just turn it off, and then we won't have a problem.
No, it's off. It's
okay.
What if it's somebody else?
Saying,
what if it's not his phone?
No,
I'm gonna
I'm gonna turn mine off as well, and then we won't hear the noise. See?
But what if it's like, because like I'm in my living room here. What if somebody comes into the kitchen and uses the microwave and it's that? You know?
No, it's cell phone noise. It's a cell phone noise.
Is it?
So yeah, sure? if it pops up again, then like it's still Tristan's fault because he's.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
I guess.
Aha, suck it, minority.
Well, hello, like Lisa's.
No, but it's my show, so it's not my fault.
Okay, I guess.
Okay, so back to the Kamen Rider and the bad guy. You guys were saying the last bad guy went through the portal.
Last.
Yes. And, first one went through first, and the second one went through second.
You know what? There was two good guys. And went, shut up. Whatever.
You just said there was three bad guys, and I said the third bad guy went through last after the good guys. So obviously he's not going to catch up to the bad guys if they're all in this little hallway thing or mini hallways or whatever in their little cycle things.
He's not going to catch up to them?
They need a name for that.
Hmm?
No, he's behind them.
What do you mean? Yeah, but... How far do they have to travel? And he was a couple of seconds behind.
Well, he had to transform too. He transformed, so you know they're all running away still. But he took that moment to stand there for a couple seconds,
which is also weird.
Well, yeah, that was weird. That was just
a little forced.
That was like, oh look, they saw me morph. Transform.
Yeah, at least he needed the proof.
Kamen Rider
contrivance.
But, real
contrivance. I like that. We need more of that word.
We've had 23 episodes of that word.
Oh goodness! So Spy's caught up. So
caught up completely. It's all going to be a blur, so you guys can't go. I can't really recall anything individually episode wise.
Remember what happened in episode 16?
You don't
have no idea.
Every episode is basically the same. So
yeah,
together it really does.
Yeah. No, I want to hear what Spy thinks of it.
Actually, if I saw anything before today, I probably wouldn't have been on board with it. But actually, this last episode, because Michelle Walsh got to do her little slow-mo walk through the white hallway.
So
I'm like, yes. No, things are getting... Things are getting hot. Things are getting hot now.
I like how she did her slow-mo walk, and then the preview for the next episode, they show her doing her slow-mo walk again.
Heck yeah, Michelle Walsh is on the prowl.
You know what? Okay, look, I like the twist. Okay, I'll give him that.
There's a twist?
Shut up.
What's the twist?
Let me tell you. Well, because she worked for the freaking FBI. CIA. Insert acronym here. You know, like...
Intelligence, yes.
Right. Yeah, so, she wasn't just the investigative reporter that we thought she was.
Right.
Yes, the incredibly boring, blogger girl.
Calm down, M. Night.
So, let me just say, though. Her slow-mo walk, all right? Like... Slow-mo walks to the building. Slow-mo walks to the elevator. Slow-mo walk down the elevator. Slow-mo walk through the white... I was like, ooh, the white room. I'm like, okay, so she's going to end up in a... No. Slow-mo walk down the hall. Slow-mo walk through some glass doors. Slow-mo walk through a really boring boardroom. Slow-mo walk. Here is the key to your destiny. Slow-mo walk back outside. I mean...
Yeah, it took 20 minutes.
Everything's
a big building, all right? What I like most about that sequence, though, was that there was a magazine rack in one of the secret hallways. So I'm like, oh, there's like a lobby that you can wait. You can wait to read a magazine while you're waiting for the big government honcho or whatever.
Double secret probation hallway has magazine racks.
Pick up on some weird stuff, I know. But...
Hey, look! Intelligence got to make them money somehow.
And for real, you're gonna need to wait around if everybody's slow mo walking.
That's right.
I know, right.
Check your horoscope while you.
It's like slow mo walk. Hello, Agent Woody Banks. Slow mo walk. Hello, Agent So and So. How you doing? You know, it's like, and that would take like another 20 minutes. Oh wow. Oh gosh, I would not want one of them to like high five each other. That would like take another 20 minutes. And then like, of course, like they're nerdy, so like they'll miss, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, let's do it again." Oh my goodness, yeah, that was like, no, that's how they fill the time in the show.
Pretty much, it's like... a lot of recapping, a lot of slow motion. I've noticed that.
I mean, seriously, how did they get 40 episodes? Like, this is not 40 episodes. This is, no.
Dude, they only have like 20 episodes worth of material. They just slow it down at half speed. Mm-hmm. My God.
Wait, what else happened in this episode, though, besides slow-mo Michelle?
Kit got his butt kicked by the chick.
Oh yeah, like seriously, oh, like is he really gonna whine and run away because oh my gosh, a chick beat me? Oh,
I really didn't like that at all. Like, I mean, and I can understand like what they were trying to go for or whatever to, because he's I guess going through a lot of stuff, losing Chris and blah blah blah. But it just seemed like the stupidest thing ever to like set him off that he got beat by this chick. And that's what sends him off, like.
Yeah, for real.
Well, he had a budding bromance with Len, though. So
I think yeah.
The girl comes in, and he's kind of jealous now.
Oh god.
Oh my gosh. And I'm sorry. And Len and wasn't Case. Oh my goodness, their little like love scene thing or whatever. I mean, like what we talked about last week was exactly. It's like, oh yes. Yes.
They're stoic, oh, yes.
I am aroused.
It's like, I love you. I love
Final
you too.
Vent.
Strike vent.
God, does anybody in this show not wear a leather jacket?
No.
Just Richie.
Oh yeah, the first.
Yeah, Richie's the only one. Richie's got the pop collars because he's a rich douche, yeah. And what's his name? Chris. He wears the hoodie because he's sensitive.
That's
seriously,
right.
Seriously, Dragon Knight and RPM are keeping the leather industry afloat.
Pretty much. It's like, oh, we all need our leather jackets or vintage tees.
Oh my goodness. Oh wow. Yeah. That. Ooh, Case and Len. No. Oh no, that was like the most unromantic thing. No, actually, that's the second most unromantic thing. The first most unromantic thing that I've seen today would have to be in Broken Path, but we ain't get to that yet.
No, no, you do not badmouth that movie.
There's plenty to badmouth about that.
There's
but,
nothing.
But we'll get to that later.
Teaser. What about? I mean, I don't really have a problem with Case. I mean, just as a character, like there's a couple of people whose comments I read. Basically, they just completely hate the character already, and I'm just like, well, we've barely seen her. What's to hate about her? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't completely hate her. I don't have an opinion of her yet. Other than
I nothing her at this point in time.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny that the episode is called Kamen Rider Siren.
It was?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it makes very little sense.
So they summered her out? Is that what it was? Like, yeah. Here's an episode about supposed to be about summer when it's all about the guys.
I guess.
How about Michelle Walsh? Michelle Walsh.
Wow, it was very little Siren. That's
and
weird.
They've
There's a lot more than Japan got. Already.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, that's what I really like about this show is that you get a lot more of the rare writers. Because like I really enjoyed the Kamen Rider Camo episodes just because he was around more.
They have to. I mean, yeah. 40 episodes of what?
To be fair, it's not hard to get more of Camo than we had to begin with. I mean,
yeah.
And we didn't get that much more.
We got a little bit more. And it was a beautiful sunny footage. Oh,
But they at least put the effort to actually do.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Crappy Sentai footage, not Sentai. Japanese Kamen Rider footage, and then just threw it away.
But, yeah.
So.
I really can't remember what else happened in this episode because, like, it just seemed.
That was it.
Not too much. Yeah.
Did you see?
He did stuff. Did he fight with Danny in this one?
Oh no! And he had his whole little
spiel about his brother, right?
Which was awesome. Yeah.
that was cool. Like he was trying to look, Danny, like you're a crackhead. You need to not fight against me. And Danny was like, no, oh no, my brother, man. And it's okay. Like, look, man, like I was there. I was with you, you know. I told my brother, man, just do your time, man, do your time. And he didn't, and he was stubborn, and now he's blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, Danny's all looking at him like, yeah. And then when he's finished, he's like, no, man, blah, blah, man, blah, blah, blah.
Say that again.
Mercy. Oh, my brother. Danny needs to go. I'm done. Wait, was he vented? No, right?
No,
the brother was.
I think he's going to be pretty soon.
But why didn't he just do? I mean, look, JTC has been kind of cool, you know, for the show until like, why didn't he just vent him? I don't understand.
Well, because his conscience is catching up with him now, so, which I think is interesting. But we'll see how far they take it. No, I really don't want them to turn him into like this super like goody good type character, because that would just be annoying.
No, he should be an anti-hero. He really should. Like, he should not be villain or frickin' whatever. Like, he
should hate anti-heroes.
What?
I hate anti-heroes.
That's nice for you. Anyway, so he should be an anti-hero. Because,
so cliche.
Well, what isn't?
The rich douche. The dying hero.
There are no new ideas, only, you know.
New ways to present them.
Right.
As the guy's new.
Oh, right, because, yeah, sure, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, asthma. It's tragic.
No. But I think with JTC, I think if he struggles, he doesn't have to be good or whatever. He doesn't have to be even anti-terror. But if he struggles with, you know, with his conscience or whatever, that would be good to see and see where he goes. But I don't want him to make dumb decisions just for the sake of, you know what I'm saying? That's why I was like, you should have rented him, but... I don't know. We'll see.
But maybe he's got a plan, just like everybody else had, to double cross the AVX. Maybe he's like, "Oh, everybody else failed, but I'm the one. Okay, I'm going to get away with it."
But the double crossing Xavier is getting old.
It is.
It is kind of good. Yeah. I mean, like, I like how JTC, he's like the only one so far that's been loyal to Xavier. Like, that's cool. Like,
Semper Fi. Semper Fi.
So
I will bet you anything that by the end of the series, JTC sacrifices himself for Len and Kit. Guarantee it.
For somebody.
For Len and Kit.
It could be Maya.
Oh, Lord.
Or fine. Okay, fine.
Kamen Rider Butterface.
Wow. Oh, Lord.
Oh. Wow. Oh, snap.
I went there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How old is Maya supposed to be?
I imagine they're all 18.
You have to be like,
because Maya don't look no 18. Sam, she look a little older to be working in a bookstore, like, and acting so ditzy. Like, maybe that's what it is. Like, come on. Oh gosh, you're so gullible. Poor little Maya.
Well, she did have that other job until she got fired.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't know how much she was getting paid for either of them. But...
she was a horrible reporter, and she was just bad. It's kind of her fault. Oh. Anywho. But no, I mean, stuff happened. But of course, Len and Siren, it was kind of...
Yeah. I'm hoping that she's... I'm hoping that there's going to be a conflict between them, and it's not just going to be...
Oh, there'll be a conflict. It'd be like, I said final vent, all right? That's what I said. None of this sword vent. I'm done with that. Come on. Next level. Okay. There'll be some. But no, you know what I didn't like? I didn't like Kit in this episode at all. Like, no. Granted, I don't really usually like Kit, but he usually doesn't annoy me so much. But he was annoying. He was very much the whiny Mick whiny pants, and I'm not.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a Red Ranger. That was great.
Well, kind of. Yeah. What's his name? Onyx, the evil
Ryuga.
Yeah, that was unexpected. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, that was...
I thought he was going to be saved for a lot later.
Really? This show keeps crapping out a new writer every other episode.
Well, I don't know, but I would think that... Well, I guess there's only two left, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean,
The feathered one has to be later.
I mean, we did go 2 seconds without introducing a new writer, so... Yeah, we got his... what's his name? I forgot his name. Odin. That's his name, right?
Oh, Wrath.
Odin, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Come writer.
Wait, sorry. Alternative.
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 Wait, that's two different writers.
Well, Alternative's not a writer.
Well, okay, I guess.
He's not.
I don't like him.
Because his deck makes a crazy noise, and I don't like it.
No, I don't like Alternative at all, but it's going to be in it, and it's going to be Mark Dacascos.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that guy who's in Dancing with the Stars.
And an Iron Chef.
Who?
Martial artist dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's doing Dancing with the Stars.
Iron Chef.
Dancing?
He's
doing
it like
still
right
on?
Now.
Yes, it is. Please. It's in the, what, like 15th billion season? Hello.
Good God. Why?
It's like they have a new season every month. Every time I turn around, the new stars. It's like, okay.
Do they have anybody that's actually a star?
No, that's the point.
It's never like an A-list star. It's always like B-list.
I thought at the beginning they kind of had stars.
Wait, who was in the beginning that was kind of a star?
Never actually watched it.
Warren Sapp.
Warren Sapp. No, they always have an athlete. They always have an athlete. Who's the athlete? I don't even remember. There's a football guy. And Chuck Liddell, MMA guy.
Oh, snap. Chuck Liddell's Danison?
Yes.
Holy
yes, he
didn't
is.
Get JDF? Oh, my God.
Well, he is D-list enough. Yeah. That makes...
Yo, JDF did Dance with the Stars. Let me tell you.
I'd watch it.
That'd be hot. I would watch it. It'd be hot. Let me tell you. Dancing with JDF and Walter Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's a ringer. Ringer?
No, they have, like, now they have some R&B chick who, like, was a professional dancer before she became an R&B chick. So they have people who can dance in there, so.
Really? They should have me on there. I could dance. That's right.
You have to be a something star first.
I am a star.
Mm-hmm.
I am the star of No Pink Spandex.
That's right. Long-standing host.
Hells yeah, tenure.
Okay, if you get that, if you go on Days with the Stars and pimp No Pink Spandex, then...
He's not as fresh and new as The Spy, but he'll do.
You're The Spy now.
The Spy. Always
I've
been
never,
The Spy.
I've never heard Spy and Fresh and New in the same sentence, but...
Oh, snap. Okay, so nothing else about Kamen Rider, right?
It's
I mean...
Old and busted.
In reference to... hosting No Peak Spandex.
Okay. What was the... I watched three episodes. What the hell was the other one I watched? The one where they kept jumping through the mirrors and they killed Spirit. I hated that. God, you said it was good,
God,
dude.
What's wrong with you?
Like, that's the JT.
You apparently hate, like, some of the best episodes. Like,
there are no best episodes.
Well,
did
was,
you just hate
was...
it because of all the mirror jumping? Because it didn't make sense? Like, he went through this mirror, so he has to go through these two ones left, right?
No.
Yeah,
I just thought it was silly.
I didn't like that at all. That was terrible.
I didn't have a problem with it because I just thought it was silly. But
I liked it because... Like, well, because it's kind of weird that the mirrors are just, oh, we're just setting up mirrors because we can, but... I liked it.
No, you know, they used it in the fight. I can't argue. Can't argue with that. Like, you know, they actually, like, thought about it. So, I can't argue. But, look,
that
episode...
They didn't think hard enough.
Shut up.
Because it didn't make sense.
Well, huh?
Well, I liked that they had enough thought just to have Kit bring the mirrors down once they went through it. At least they were smart and like, oh, no, what am I going to do for half an hour?
Right. But they made it seem like... They had to come through. They had to come back through.
Yeah, like these were the only two options.
Yeah, and that's obviously not true. We've seen it a million times.
But there was no other reflective surface in there.
No, but it didn't have to
pop out 5 miles away.
It was just wherever.
Yeah, he could come out the same mirror if he wanted to.
Yeah.
No, wait.
5,000 miles away.
No, according to the episode in the bookstore, he could jump out anywhere in Mirror World.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if the theory is that, you know, like, you know how they're traveling on their bike through this like tunnel kind of thing, like their passageways, then you know they can maneuver their ways through wherever they want to be. If you're not familiar with the mirror world, then you'll just end up anywhere. You're like, oh, where the hell?
Yeah, but that's still better than right in front of somebody who's about to kill you. I
Yeah.
No, but they thought, look, 3-on-1, they thought they had the upper hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, they thought, like, hey, we're gonna kick him, we're gonna beat him down. So I have a big problem with that. I thought that was
No,
garbage.
I
But
think those two
it was all
episodes
right.
inherently contradict each other.
But I like that episode. I mean, it was better of like episodes I've seen in the past. So I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like stuff actually did happen. So
Yeah, it's
when
getting
stuff
better towards the end
happens,
here.
I like it better than other episodes. Not like love, 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 like, oh my God, but
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean.
Standards are low.
Standards.
Amen to that.
You really, Jerry, really, like, you should just acknowledge that, the show cannot be 200% awful the entire time. It's not.
It's God, and it's the serious moments of the show are just so damn heavy-handed. Oh my God, it's so damn sappy. Semper Fi. Semper
Oh,
Fi.
that was touching. What are you talking
Well,
about?
but that's
Womp
like, okay, for the
womp.
series, that's one of the best moments
Yeah,
of
don't
the
mess with the
show.
Chris death scene.
No, sorry. If you have to keep adding the caveat of for this show or for this series, it's a piece of
Okay. Well, I mean, for Wild Force, for Ninja, I mean, what do you want me to compare it to? I mean, I can compare it to Power Rangers.
for a decent live action kids show.
Okay, so Power Rangers, right? Like,
Yes. Specific
right.
seasons of
Well,
Power
that's what
Rangers.
I'm saying. What?
Specific seasons of Power Rangers. Okay,
Well, sure, not
by RPM
RPM.
standards, it's
I
a
mean,
piece of crap.
obviously RPM is like up there. Yeah, but see, the last several seasons were crap compared to RPM. So, I mean, I don't
Yep.
understand. I don't understand that. I don't understand that comparison.
Oh, it's just so slow and it's so boring and nothing happens and oh, sweet baby Jesus, make it stop.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Operation Overdrive, right? Let's see. There was a lot of fighting, a lot of not getting to know the characters, a lot of, I mean, there was a lot of fluff. There was, and then like, plot devices and junk, but there was a lot of fluff. There was a lot of fighting, and that's all they did. Blah, 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 blah.
They were searching for the same five stones.
But the caliber of like, let's just start off with act. Even with, Lord, can't believe I'm saying this. Even with Dax,
Jesus.
No.
Oh.
even his ridiculousness and everything, like you're like in that context of a show or whatever. Okay, like whatever. It's like, okay, here's the part where like someone's gonna be funny and blah, and it's gonna be retarded, and it doesn't have to be, but in the context, you can understand it. When you have Dragonite and their context is everything is really like deep and serious, and oh yeah, and Kamen Rider, Dragon Knight, together we will fight the fight. I mean, like it's like mad deep. It's hard to.
I know. Did you see how seriously he put that peanut butter on that bread?
That's
He was so
right.
yeah, he was
serious
tearing that
about
bread up.
That's right.
That was terrible.
It
was just so frustrated. All those frustrations were coming to a head.
So
But you know
it's
what? Like, I still enjoy the fact that they actually try to be serious, and even if they fail every once in a while, I would still prefer that.
once
I
in
would
a
still prefer
while.
that
A
to
while.
like
It takes
50
him once in a
million
while.
like completely irrelevant comedy scenes just thrown in just because.
Dude,
Why does it
replace.
have to be?
Yeah.
I
They
mean, oh boy.
Well, because you brought up comedy,
fail once in a while. Oh, God, I can't believe you said that with a straight face.
I think with Kamen Rider, you know what? I think with Kamen Rider, they need to focus on no doing what they do best, right? And shut up, Jer. And what they do best is when there's very little talking. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, seriously, no, I'm really not trying to be funny. But when they have these long monologues and dialogues, it drags the stuff down because it shows that, they're not that great of actors. I mean, it does. So when there's less talking and there's more plot, then the show moves. And in a couple of episodes, that has happened. So that's their strength, honestly. That's their strength for right now. And they've been doing a little bit better. They've been doing a little, but then there are just episodes where it I mean, slow-mo. I mean, I think they realize, crap, we don't have nothing. You need to fill this crap, you know? So that's the thing. With Power Rangers, they have their strengths and weaknesses. So they, you just have to find what works. And sometimes you can't find what works until everything is done filming. Which is unfortunate. So, like, it's all up to the editing people, man. It's really... And then if you don't have enough cover shots or enough different takes on, you know, certain scenes or whatever to, like, cover... like some, you know, not so great places, you don't have many choices, you know, you end up with slow-mo all the time.
Dude, Dragon Knight needs, like stories, you know, even if they're, like, 2 or 3 episodes long, they need stories with, like, definitive beginnings and middles and ends, you know? Mm-hmm. It just feels like it's one long story that never goes anywhere.
I think it has to do with a lot with the motives, because everything seems like, okay, this is how this person was deceived. Now we have to get him to see how he was deceived and come onto our side. But oh no, that's not going to work. So now we have to find a way to kill him off. It's just the same cycle over and over.
Yes, exactly. Oh, it's so repetitive.
Yeah, you know what? And I think with RPM too, they have their... overarching thing with Dylan and him finding his sister and I wonder what that is, but they have that, but then in the midst of that they have these little mini arcs, you know, or yeah. It could be one episode, it could be two, sometimes the two episodes will work because you get Ranger Yellow, but you get you have that thing, and so therefore if you have an audience member or whatever, they might not like, you know, this really long drag out story or whatever, they have something else to look forward to with these mini stories. Mm-hmm. I think they try to do that, and it just, I mean, I think their mini stories were like, okay, how are we going to kill off, what's a cool way to kill off, you know, a writer, or what's a cool way to intro them? I think that's what they were aiming for. And it really just ended up like, oh, okay, they're all like shady and junk. Oh, okay. Then they have to be like, let's, you know, introduce them to Xavier and blah, 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 and go through the motions, and then they die. I mean, you know, I think the closest I came to was, what's his face? The first one, the first green one. What's his name? Not the black guy.
Torque.
Is Torque? What was the guy's name? I think Drew.
Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was the one that was like the first overarching, you know, because he didn't die so quickly. And then was there another one besides JTC?
No.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Besides Scissors or Incisor, whatever his name is.
No, he was pretty brief.
What?
He was the only
another
other
overarching
guy.
Story.
And Chris. Okay, so it's Chris, Drew, and JTC are the three that have lasted the longest. And
well, what's his name? Thrust, the Rhino guy. Silver.
He was pretty brief though.
Yeah, he only had, like,
I mean,
that?
I mean,
the motorbike guy. Motorbike guy.
No, he's not. No, I mean, seriously, because you didn't get to know the character that well. I mean, he had his intro episode, and then most of the time you saw him fight, and then he's like, Brad Barrett or whatever his name is, never loses or always wins, or some kind of crap. And then he dies. I mean, he's another one.
Yeah, he didn't do much.
But you the three dudes, right? And then one of them's gone. And then two of them are gone now. So I mean, yep. They are trying to have those mini stories. It's just they do drag it out. I think that's the problem.
I don't like. I just don't like how they keep going through the formula of. Okay, somebody got vented, so as soon as they get vented, we got to quickly introduce somebody to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chris dies, all of a sudden Siren shows up. You know, Drew dies, all of a sudden all JTC shows up. The twins are going to die, all of a sudden now Odin and the Onyx guy are going to show up. It just seems like it's so formulaic in that respect, you know? It's like, it just seems like it's, okay, we got to quickly introduce a writer, then we got to kill him, now we got to introduce another one, now we got to kill him. And, I don't know, it just drags.
They did introduce two brothers at the exact same time. I mean, we can't fault them for completely.
They killed one right away.
There's some variety there.
It's been 3 episodes at least.
Yeah, it's been a while.
What's right away?
3 whole episodes. Oh my god. They talked.
Well, to me, it's all just one big blur. So
they talked for 2 seconds in one episode. He didn't even transform in the second episode.
Yeah, the brothers. The brothers didn't really have that, much of their character per se, well, like invested, sure, other than like the other three that have lasted longer.
Well, no, I mean, they're grunts. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. They're written to be that. Like, they're basically there for us to make fun of. I mean, because we
because
know.
Because they're Asians.
They're characters that are bound to lose. They're bound to lose, and we know that. But, like, but the show is making light of that, I think.
Yeah, but who has depth on that show? Who?
JTC.
Besides JTC, who?
What's it? Chris had a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it was not much to what we're used to, but, you know, they tried the most with him.
As soon as they give somebody a sniff of a character, they kill them off.
They milk it. They milk it way. Well, they milk it way too much with him. I mean, like,
oh god, that was
classic drama.
Though.
That's classic drama. You have. Okay, hold on. Wow.
It's like a train.
Is that your phone ringing?
No, that's. I believe that's like a fire truck or something. So somebody's on fire.
Oh.
What? Is your house gonna burn down? Holy crap!
Stop. Someone was watching Kamen Rider. They got upset.
They started burning things.
Can't take this anymore.
Someone went Lisa Lopez on their house.
Oh snap!
Too soon? Too soon? Too soon?
Well, like, how many years?
God.
Too soon.
So angry. I'm so angry. I'm going to go peanut butter some bread.
Screw jelly. Just peanut butter.
Stupid bread. I hate you so much.
He might have gotten to the jelly. He was just so frustrated.
Yeah.
We don't know. We'll never know what happened to the sandwich.
I don't think he's ready for that jelly.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
Oh wow.
But I can't believe they killed off Torque so early. There was so much footage of that green guy.
Yeah, for real.
I wonder if they have to bring him back or something.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying, but it's like it's taking.
You
forever.
Think it's gonna happen?
I hope it does, because something needs to happen. It's not the same old.
What, there's 40
you know,
episodes, and what one was this? Number 20.
This is 23. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean they might not have to bring him back.
Well,
I'd like to because he's my favorite.
They don't have to, but.
Okay. What else is there left in for? I mean, there's like. This is only episode 23. Like,
yeah, and there's two writers left.
There's stuff left. I mean,
there's at least three more episodes of walking.
Walking
and riding.
Maybe we can get another clip show going on. Maybe we can recap.
Yeah.
Oh, I might need to recap.
We could train on the roof a little more roof training.
Get an episode to explain something to some character. Yeah.
An episode of flashbacks.
Yes.
And then you flashback to the clip show.
Yeah.
And
maybe we can find out what happened to Grace.
Right.
Well, she went to Fox News and never came back.
Oh snap!
No, you did.
I saw that clip.
Oh, snap. I saw it too.
Oh, Kamen Rider. Oh yes.
Oh, how I hate you.
That hurt. So I don't have anything else to say. I wasn't angry necessarily. I was just annoyed. I was like, whatever. Waiting for RPM.
So, that scene was so damn awkward when what's her name was in the store trying to get a job.
Oh yes.
Oh my god, I was just cringing.
Goodness, like she's like, I need this job, and then they're like, what
the? I liked it.
She's like,
and the green hair. I was just all.
Well, it's about time she changed that color because that was her thing in the early episodes. Was like, ooh, look at my new style, and she kind of dropped that pretty quick.
Like,
well, she was gone for a while too. So.
God, she had a thing.
Yeah, she had her thing. That was her thing. She was like, oh, check out my new style, and I'm like, oh, Lacey.
That's her trait.
You're so crazy.
Wow, you have more character than Maya.
But yeah, this episode I thought was actually, it felt like the springboard for things to come. Like, all right, things are getting started now.
Uh-huh.
If you caught me any earlier, I would have been like, nope.
Yeah, I think that's another one of those shows where you have to marathon it to appreciate it.
Yeah, if I had to do it one week at a time, I think I would have shot myself.
Yeah.
Burned my house down or something.
it disappeared for, how many months did it disappear for a while there?
Like a good two months?
Oh, it was
a few months.
So they had a good break to clean things up, and
they
failed.
Had a long break where they re-ran everything.
Yeah.
I seriously had forgot everything about that show before when they had the break.
Yeah, 15 weeks.
Well, good thing they have the previews and
15
the
weeks?
Recaps.
Four
yeah.
damn months.
They replayed literally every episode.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
And then dubbed the rest of it as season two, even though it was,
not
still continuing.
Together.
Yeah.
Seriously, it feels like we're on season 10, really, at this point.
It feels like we're on episode 10.
That is
it's so taxing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So what was the promo again for the next one?
Michelle Walsh walking down the street.
Oh, yeah. They were mobilizing.
That's right. She's on the prowl.
Bring me Kit Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was actually at his apartment. That's what's going to happen next. But I was thinking because that mirror double came out, so is it the real Kit?
No, but
then
Kit was like, oh, someone was at my house, and some chick came to my house, and blah, blah, blah. It's the real Kit. Okay.
Yeah, and then that
maybe it's
maybe it's
the fake Kit acting.
Evil.
That
turn
guy
yes.
was doing the only thing he does, complain and cry. And what's going to happen? Where are the Kamen Riders?
Don't do that voice again. Don't do that voice again. Does not. So good. Makes me want to scream.
I was going to say sit on a sponge, but okay.
So anyway.
Random. So I think we're done with Kamen Rider.
So not random. If you know what I'm
talking. We've been done for a while.
Here we are. We're moving right along
really
to RPM. What is the episode title? Oh, and action.
Get gear.
It was also in the episode.
You hate the title? after the Dome Dolls, you hate the title?
Yes. Yes, I do. This is just the and dot 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 action. But I don't know.
It's slightly better than Lights, Camera, Dax.
Well, yes.
No, it's a lot better, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was a behind the scenes episode, but oh wait.
Allegedly.
But oh wait.
Yes.
They're all in character.
Don't you allegedly mean anything. That was totally behind the scenes.
So what did you guys
think? Oh, we have a boom shot. We have a boom mic right here in the shot. Oh, it's behind the scenes.
Can I just say I absolutely love, even though this isn't what they're going for, I love the mind F, I'll say. Of the theory that all of these characters are real, and they're the actors. There is really a Ziggy and a Dylan, and they're just playing characters of themselves in a crazy.
Because we didn't read the credits when it first aired, you know.
Oh, that's the crazy world I'm living in right now, where that's real.
Okay, now real. you're gonna break this down for me. Okay, they're real, playing people. Their rangers on quote unquote television, but they're real and
yes. Someone named Ziggy Grover is playing a character named Ziggy Grover.
Yes. It's like you coming on and saying, "Hey, I'm Lisa J. This is what we do here at No Pig Spandex."
Yes.
And yeah. Exactly.
But you have to have like a crazy gimmick too. You need a crazy gimmick. Like,
and really awful commentary on your own show.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I know I'm skipping to the end, but seriously, that ruined it for me. When they were sitting around eating the popcorn, and then they're watching their action sequences, and they have to insert like
okay,
stupid one-liners.
That part I hated. I admit I hate that part because it was so poorly dubbed too.
So bad.
Wait, it was
like,
oh, moves. Here's another thing before I forget. Remember how I said during the last episode that I thought Jem was gay because he didn't like the idea of all the women? In this episode, again, he's
double-fisting
bananas.
He's what?
He double-fisting bananas.
He's got a banana in each
hand.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, and I just love in the beginning when it's like one of the candid stuff okay, I'm gonna call my character's name because I don't remember their real names right now, but it's what's the character's name? Scott. Scott is behind
yes.
Flynn.
Yes.
And Flynn is doing his little old face.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought.
Scott
I was like, wow, what is
enjoying it, Can you explain to me how that made it on television?
Seriously, Ziggy is the only non-gay male on that show, or at least non-gay male ranger. Yes, he's the only one.
Yes, seriously. And he still can't get any.
I mean, Scott and Flynn have a thing going on. Scott and Dylan have a thing going on. Jem double fist bananas.
Man.
Ziggy is actively pursuing Dr. Capoon.
That's right. So then Summer is, well, she just gotta go to town on herself.
Oh,
hey, have a diddle fest.
Anywho.
Treat yourself like an amusement park.
I know, right? Are getting gear? Oh, Lord. But yeah, I mean, what do you guys think about them being in character for the entire thing?
Awful. I didn't like it either. I thought it took away from the authenticity of a behind-the-scenes special. Yeah. It's like, well, if you're going to show us what's going on, why are you lying to us actively?
Yeah, it's behind half of the scenes, basically.
Yeah. It's like a fictionalized behind-the-scenes, like, oh, well, this is what might have happened behind the scenes, but...
I never had a single problem with it. I think it made it more interesting for the kiddies. I think they probably would love the hell out of it the way it was presented.
But you know what I thought at first when I read the synopsis, I thought that they were, I figured that they were all going to be in character, but I thought it was really going to be like behind the scenes of, like real behind the scenes of like Ranger Ops or whatever, like, you know, yeah. Them like kind of like showing like off time in character, but like they're still, but you know, without like showing, hey, we're on wires and junk, you know what I'm saying? Like not blurring, you know, real and not
like
real.
Within the world of the show, you mean?
Yeah, and within the world of the show. That's what I first thought. I was awesome. Like, oh, okay, that'd be kind of interesting. But then I read over the synopsis and I'm like, nope, that's not what's going to happen.
No, dude, I love that it's like the MMPR fan club video. I love
See,
it.
That's the thing. You know, when I first saw that, because I didn't have the full video at the time, so I only saw like clips like way back in the day. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Oh, yeah, I remember it was on the, like if you got like an episode of like, I don't know, Putty on the Brain or something, it'd be like special interview with, you know, Tommy is Jason David Frank, or Jason David Frank is Tommy or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like, get to interview the actor, that'd be cool, whatever, blah, blah. And then like the dude's like in character the whole time. I'm
it's
just
so
like
funny. It's a great interview with what the hell, when Zach's like, yeah, it feels really weird to hit a putty. Great insight. Lots of good
wow
insight.
You know, and right, and the in character stuff, it was like nothing new. Like, seriously, like if it's gonna be in character, give us something like new. And I was so mad. I was like, seriously, I want an interview and this ain't no interview. And it was, you know, and I got the fan club video and there was like more to it a little bit, but that's
I don't
what
really
it
remember what happened too much in the fan club video, but it wasn't billed as like something.
You should rewatch it right now.
I should. But no, I don't think I have it anymore.
I have a copy.
So good.
I'll have to download it somewhere. But
I love
it
when like,
it wasn't...
like Jason's doing an in-character interview, and 2 seconds earlier, he and Bulk were beatboxing together.
Yes. Tommy was bobbing his head, you know, like Walter was trying to get down. I mean, it was weird. Like, that's the thing. I was expecting more like candid stuff on that video. I'm like, oh, that'd be so cool. No. But, you know, the fan club video, it's
great.
Its own
great
mythos,
great.
Its own whatever. But,
And then it has the VR Troopers preview. I love that. That really crappy VR Troopers preview with, like,
oh, the with doctor. the weird professor?
Yeah, with the Einstein.
I can remember that, yeah.
The Einstein professor.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that.
Oh, good times.
Oh, that's, my goodness.
So gold. So in every way. Doing the Q&A with all of them sitting on the steps, and Alpha's reading the questions. He's like, Tommy, do you like being a good guy or a bad guy? That's a hard-hitting question.
We gotta know.
You gotta know, Tommy.
Does he miss the Sword of Darkness? We don't know.
Yeah. I hate you all. But
you should have answered, no way.
Shut up. Oh, I hate y'all. But back to RPM. I think, you know what? I'm half and half on it. That's why, I mean, hey, look, early notice, I gave it a 3 because I was half and half on it. I was like, at one point, you know, there were certain aspects of it that were really cool and really, like, oh, that's a really cute in character moment, and that's, you know, that's it's really great. And then the other half was like watered down, like, okay, I mean, I know it's for the children, I know it, I do, and they have to warn the kids, don't try this at home, but like every 2 seconds, don't try this at home, 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 because like that's all they're limited to in their in-character crap when they're really going behind the scenes. I'm just like, yeah, I, you know, when, you know, the Wire stuff was cool and junk, but I'm just like, I don't know. I really was hoping for like more blooper reel, and
more blooper reel would have been nice. That was the best part of the thing.
Totally, yeah.
You know, and more candid stuff where like the cast is like, just fooling around and junk.
Yeah.
I didn't like that fake staged blooper where Mason F. and Truman walked into a wall, because he would never do that. He would never do that.
That evidence is falsified.
Exactly. It's like when Johnny Young Bosch fell when he was doing that kick in those other bloopers. That did not happen.
Oh, in the Zio? I remember that, where he slipped on the floor.
It did not happen. They faked it. It was a Johnny Young Bosch impersonator. Because there's a lot of those around.
Right. All Asians look alike, duh. Uh-huh. So... But I think that, I mean, I was really half and half on it. I was just like, and the thing about it is like, I was comparing this to the Overdrive behind the scenes thing. And, you know, in the Overdrive, Max, actor, who I can't remember the name right now, was,
James McClurkin.
Just say Mac.
That guy. He was like, you know, taking a tour around, you know, and showing us really behind the scenes and how stuff is made and whatever. Yes. And
didn't he actually interview like cast or like crew members?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was for the children. Like, there's little pop-ups that, you know, explain what stuff is. And I mean, it was really, I really enjoyed it, you know? So, you know, you can do stuff for kids that's like, as like you didn't have to, it didn't have to be like exactly like that, but you can do stuff for kids that is like, you know, cute and great and whatever, show a lot of funny moments and the kids will love it, and you know, and it'll be great. But
yeah, that was back in the day before we actually saw episodes of Overdrive and we had hope.
Oh, it was before Overdrive, wasn't it? Dang it.
It's like, hey, this looks kind of cool. This looks kind of cool. I might actually like, oh wait, no, never mind. Then I saw the show. Then I saw Dax. Then I saw Benta. We were introduced to Benta, and the world came crashing down.
So I liked it and I didn't like it. I
it's tolerable.
It was aight.
I like the Dr. K moments, like with the marshmallows and when she had her bunny slippers on again. I like that.
The bunny, no, not the bunny slipper part.
Oh, I loved it.
A callback too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the It's Morphin' Time line, where it's like, all right, we get it. You're nodding to the original. We're supposed to be impressed now. Why don't you bring out the Magirita?
When was the last time... when was the last time they actually, like, gave a nod to the past?
Overdrive?
Well, what
yeah,
are
really?
What are we counting as nods to the past? Because, I mean...
Once a ranger.
Ranger. That's here.
I mean, they did reference what are they? They referenced the grid, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, the Morphin Grid.
Yeah, they did that.
Oh yeah, that's true. They did explain the Morphin Grid, which is part of the show. But okay.
It kind of contradicts the Morphin Grid we saw in Overdrive, because the one in Overdrive was a physical place, and now it's just an energy grid.
Thank God they changed it.
I'm gonna go with logic on this one, and RPM made it logical. So. Yeah.
It also had a nod to the past, because it had a crybaby Red Ranger. That's a nod to the past.
They did not make it logical in Overdrive.
The Morphin Grid?
No.
What are you talking about?
They made it logical in RPM, are you saying?
Yeah, that's what
that's
I said.
What
oh,
said.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, because, yeah.
Dude, whoa.
I'm just
like,
saying that the refs of the pants, the refs of the past, they get messy. I don't like them anymore.
No, but that's the thing. Like RPM, the RPM hasn't really referenced the past, like hardly at all.
Jungle Karma Pizza.
Oh yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. Damn it. Hate you. That was just a sign, because you know it. You know they have chains all over the world.
I didn't mind that one so much.
So that's cool. That's fine. Oh, crap, I did forget about that. Shoot. Okay, so what I'm saying, let me rephrase. when RPM does it, they don't like rape the past.
Yes, that's, so, that's
there
true.
We go.
That's true.
There we that's go. True. That's good. Yeah. It's all good. So anything else about the
Well, they might end up raping the past depending on, you know, Vengix, who he is. So they might.
They might be tempted to, yeah.
I think we're beyond,
there's that possibility.
I think we're beyond the point of I think that argument is
sadly, I don't think we're beyond the point until episode 32 is aired.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're at risk until the very end.
I will not breathe easily until the show is over.
It has been said that there's some episode coming out, like 27 or something, that is like some kind of nod to the past.
Is it?
But I don't know what it is.
Just stop.
Come on, Forever Blue. Come on, Forever Blue.
Need to get Flinders episode. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
You can get, like, the Centurion in there, too. I'd be like, yeah.
Stop it.
The Centurion.
We need
I will
to.
Write
well,
you
know what? Since it's Vengix and robots, I mean, come on.
Awesome. And then Blake Foster can get some work.
Yes.
Man, I hope Flynn does get another episode. I really do. It's unfortunate that he's just reduced to Glasgow style.
And Odin's beard.
Twice. I think he used it twice.
He did.
Did he?
Yep.
I don't remember.
Sweet Mother Molasses.
That's right.
Well, I already know that.
He did Odin's beard it twice. I remember that.
Yep.
So it'll probably be the one that he announces in the finale then, just because, oh, look, it's his thing.
Oh, it's Odin-y. Wiggle.
No, don't.
It's going to happen.
No. Anywho, I think that's about it for...
Yeah, we can't say too much about this one.
You know what other behind-the-scenes thing I wanted to see? I wanted to see Summer show us the drunk chimp that wrote her backstory.
Oh.
What? It was said that we didn't get a lot more insight into the behind the scenes going on.
You know what? The scene that really kind of bothered me was
Gemma
when...
Gemma?
Gemma, yes. No, Gemma,
no,
Gemma.
Thank you.
They're getting all excited about doing this stunt
stop
or whatever,
it,
and then they cut to stunt doubles doing the stunt, and then back to them sitting up like they did the stunt.
Exactly. That pissed me off.
Like,
that really did. That really did.
You don't know that they were stunt doubles because they were Asian.
I'm going to give those two some credit, though, because their twin speak, it did come back, and I kind of hated it, but they were actually really good at it in this episode.
Yes. It worked very well.
And I was like, wow, they actually have it down in this. What happened between
on
camera and allegedly off?
I did notice. I was like, okay, because it didn't annoy me this time. So
no, they actually had it down.
You can do twin speak well and not be annoying, like I was saying all those other times. Anyway.
Well, it flowed because they didn't pause in between. You know, there
well,
was,
yeah, they just
yes.
Might have actually put some rehearsal into
acting.
It.
So I that annoyed me. Like they didn't even mention stunt doubles. Like I mean, like don't act like you did it. Like
they did, they did. Don't destroy the illusion for me.
They mentioned it, but they didn't show it.
You know, like I mean, and like showing Dylan and Summer on the wires, that was cool. Okay, that's great. Wow, they're doing their own stunts, and then freaking Asians, you know, who's supposed to be doing their own stunts. Hello, come on. you are just pissing on your own heritage. Like, come on.
Yeah. They made it seem like stunt doubles means the people that train them to do their own stunts. That's
right,
what they tried to pass it off as. And that was, it's not right. It's not right.
I swear, the next thing you're going to tell me, you didn't like the grinders acting like people.
Yeah,
no,
they were
no,
sipping coffee.
You know what,
that was
just,
stupid.
That was funny.
I like that.
He tried to drink coffee. It was funny. He couldn't drink
no.
coffee.
That's cool.
No. I didn't mind that. That was just
time.
For laughs. And obviously, I mean, to me, that seemed like... Obviously, that's not real. I mean, there's a difference between like out and out lying and like pretending like this is the way it goes and doing an obvious joke, which is grinders drinking coffee. Like,
yes,
no.
They wanted to be people.
It's misrepresentation. Misrepresentation.
It's a throwback to Turbo. Throwback.
I told you that they're all real people. That's why. They're real
Well,
people.
they should have taken off the mask and shown the stunt people having coffee or whatever. That would have been.
Well, no,
I would have enjoyed that too.
Grinders are real. They just
I would have enjoyed either or. I really, you know.
Act evil. They just, you know, that's their acting job is they pretend to be evil, but in real life they're cool guys. But
they're just normal guys.
They're just normal robots just hanging out drinking their coffee. You know.
They just need a job. They need a job just like everyone else.
Uh huh. See.
I will say, I do think that it's kind of funny that in this episode, right after the Dome Dolls, they had the scene with Scott and Tanaya, and she does say like something like, "Oh, you think you can't beat me, or you think I can't beat you because I'm a girl, or something like that," and then she kicks his butt. Like
that
somehow that is more of a statement than the Dome Dolls.
One line by the most annoying character is better than that entire episode.
Sad.
Oh my goodness.
How could they not even spell her name right in the credits either?
They didn't spell it right?
The fake credits.
Well, that's the show within the show, though, see?
Tanaya played a character called Tanaya.
Yeah,
or Tania.
Tanaya.
Tanaya?
Yeah.
I didn't notice. I didn't read it.
There's a screen grab in the thread.
Sad. I'm going to check it out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they didn't really care about Tanaya, please. They're like, whatever.
We don't care about her either.
Please. They're lucky she got the 7 after her name. What? Please. Just saying. But the ending, that was really, I was done. Like, I mean, like, oh yeah, watch me how I do it. Oh yeah, that's not, oh, yeah. Oh
look at the leg sweep.
Oh snap.
Like,
I mean, like,
wait for it, ... and then a move.
Yeah. It was so.
Leg sweep attack. Leg sweep attack.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
you really need the word attack at the end of that? I mean, like,
of course you do. It's just like when you're firing lasers and you have to do lasers
with a Z
and a zero.
Oh my goodness. So I already rated the episode. I went first.
Oh, we're rating already? Wow.
What else is there to say?
I don't know. I guess
they're double-fisted bananas.
That's why this is a 5.
Yes. Kind of turned me on.
But no, I guess if we're really rating it, I would give it a 2.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
Aww.
But I want more of the visual effects side. I really liked that part where they showed Scott on the green screen.
Okay.
They showed more of that. I really enjoyed that part. That would probably be the saving grace of the episode was that part right there. But I would really like it if they would go and give more focus to like the stunt crew and the monster crew and the dubbing crew, you know, just to spread it out a little bit more. We didn't need all this fake episode crap.
Yeah.
Fake?
Yeah. What?
I mean, fake. If they just didn't pretend that they did stuff that they obviously did.
Yeah,
don't,
yeah. There was a lot of lies.
No, no.
A lot of half-truths.
Fibbing.
All right, who's next?
God. I thought it was the greatest episode of all time.
Giving it a 5.2?
I'm going to give it an 11.
That's right.
11. I'm going to give it an 11 out of 5.
Next time you hold a banana between your knees.
That's right. Got to straddle that baby. I think what did I give it? Did I give it a 4 for some reason?
Did you?
I don't know. What did I give it?
Oh, you're going by the one in the thread?
I'm going to see what I gave it. Yeah, I did give it a 4. Why did I give it a 4? Honestly, I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, because, you know, I mean, it's better than a damn clip show. It's better than a damn episode where they crap through 50 monsters for no reason. I thought it was, I mean, it wasn't the most successful thing in the world, but it was interesting. It was unique. It was A for effort, right? You know? Hey, you tried. You tried to do something different. And, yeah, I mean, they could have handled it better. They could have integrated it into the actual storyline, actually, if they would have tweaked it a little bit. But nothing was actively bad, so...
Well...
No. Nothing was actively bad. So actually, I'm probably gonna bump that down to a 3, but I mean, I enjoyed watching it. I never was bored. So, I mean, what else can you ask for an episode that was clearly only made to save the budget?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, no.
Tristan.
Well, okay. I don't want to give it a 3 just because I'm pretty sure I gave the Dome Dolls a 3, and I don't think that this was as bad as the Dome Dolls. Or no, did I give it a 3? I don't know. But
I don't remember.
I think
this
you did.
Was not as bad as the Dome Dolls, okay? So, for me,
yeah.
So, I'm going
to... So, why don't you just change your Dome Dolls 1, give it a 2, and then give this one a 3? No problem.
No, because in general, I mean, I did actually come away from it entertained. It's just the part where they're pretending like they're doing stuff that they didn't do. That was really the only like major thing that I was just like, yeah, I don't like this. But the rest of it, I mean, the marshmallow scene and all that stuff, that was really entertaining and fun. So I liked it. So I'm gonna give it a low 4.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Ballsy.
I guess. Well, you know. Well, I mean, it would have been. I would have given it a 4 at least if it didn't do that stunt crap where they act like the Rangers were actually doing it when they
were. They were.
Yeah.
They were. They were.
Some of them were. Some of them were.
You can't prove that they weren't.
No, I mean, even Flynn's driving. That was clearly like.
Oh, I forgot
yeah, that
about that.
Him.
Yeah, that was not him.
Yes, like, it was.
And then they cut to him getting out like he did. So
yes, he did.
It's honestly, it's kind of it's kind of offensive a little bit to me.
Ooh,
offensive?
No, because they say we're taking
bump stunts, it down to the 3, bump it down.
Show you how it's done, and well, they're not really showing us how it's done.
Bump it down, bump it down, bump it down.
No,
well, I don't need to be shown how to drive a car anyway. I think I can do that on my own.
Well, but the point is, they told you that that's what
they're
going to do, and
yeah, it's like,
well,
oh, we're going to show you how it's done, and he didn't.
Yeah.
They explicitly told us that they were going to do that. And they did not.
I could clearly tell when somebody else was driving that in the passenger
seat. Well, we know.
Hold on. In the passenger seat, that was clearly the real Mason F. and Truman. Clearly the real one.
Right.
You can't duplicate him with a stuntie, okay? He's induplicatable.
See, and there's not enough, you know, black makeup to cover an Asian. There's just not enough. You can't.
And there's Asians as big and muscular as Mason.
That's right.
Huh.
I could go somewhere else with that, but family show. So.
Get to this.
Right.
So yeah, that episode Ace done.
Truman is a handsome man. That's right. He's
okay.
Ripped. He's ripped too.
Corporal Hicks is a lucky guy to be hanging out with him all day.
He's ripped. Every time you see Mason F. and Truman, you think you're going on a trip to Six Pakistan.
Wow. Well, it's like Donut Stand, actually.
Oh, no, you didn't.
But...
You did not.
I'm sorry. Listen.
I think you're going to get some Dr. K diarrhea coffee for that.
Oh, wow.
He's not built like that. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
He's built like a brick S house. Built like.
He's mighty mighty.
That's right.
Just letting it all hang out.
He's mighty mighty.
Oh,
okay, we're gonna move on before he starts singing some more.
Mighty mighty.
Oh, anyway, so we all watch Broken Path.
Oh my god.
And the reason how we watched it, well, you know,
we imported a DVD from South Africa, legitimately.
Now. No, here,
in our minds.
No, first question. first question about the movie. How many Academy Awards did it win?
I think it swept the entire...
I mean, it was a landslide. You just would not even understand.
Best picture, best actor.
Best cutting off someone's arm.
Yes.
Yes, that was
best
very...
Best kissing in the rain scene.
Yes.
Was that kissing in the rain scene?
No.
Best kabuki makeup.
Best mangled face. Yes. Best use of the B word in Japanese.
I have a little piece of advice. Dan Southworth, I'm a huge fan. Just say no to blonde hair. It doesn't work for people of your nationality.
Well, it doesn't work for him.
Unless you're half
of his nationality.
unless you're a cartoon, the blonde hair doesn't work for you. If you're powering up and about ready to beat somebody in Dragon Ball Z, okay. If you're fighting Johnny Young Bosch and not a cartoon, it sucks.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Why did they have to make him blonde? Like,
because it's evil.
Random.
And I love the fact that his name is Yoshi. Like, I mean, I realize that it's
the most generic Japanese name.
Like, but it's, I mean, as soon as you say it, like, I think Super Mario. Like,
I know.
Actually,
it's a name, but like, that's the first thing I think of.
Well, the funny thing is that they just debuted in the last few months. There's a new wrestler on ECW, and his name is Yoshi.
Oh, snap.
And so I see him, I'm like, oh, Yoshi is becoming popular
for
Asian folks named Yoshi.
Yeah, so this movie, if you don't know, it stars Johnny Young Bosch, some chick, whose character name is Lisa. So I had to turn down my speakers just in case my mom was like, why are you talking to yourself? Like, why is someone calling you? Anyway,
You need to make that your ringtone when Johnny Young Bosch screams Lisa.
Like, scream like half the movie. Like,
you know what? That's a good idea, though. I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna do that.
My favorite part of the movie is how Johnny Young Bosch has the amazing ability to, like, you know, hulk up whenever his wife screams and is in trouble. He just all of a sudden starts shaking, you know, like, oh my god.
He goes Super Saiyan.
Seriously.
It seriously happened at least 6 times.
Yes.
I mean, my word. It's like, okay, so the movie doesn't have a plot.
No.
Not really.
Actually, it had a little bit more plot than I thought. Like, I wasn't expecting Jack. But, like, people actually said stuff, maybe not well, but they said stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's a shoestring plot there. There's something there.
There's
a little backbone for the meat.
You know? I'm going to have to comment on the really extended, like, dialogue between Johnny's character. What was his name? Jake? Jack? What was his name?
Jack.
Between Jack and Lisa. I was just like,
oh my god,
really? I felt like I was in Comrade all over again.
And the sound was terrible. Like, I don't know if it was just a video for me, but like,
no,
for
it
me,
was terrible.
The sound was bad.
It was terrible. Like, you have to turn it up when they're talking, turn it down when they're fighting, turn it up when they're it was bad. But I just loved their really deep, or quote unquote deep conversation. And then, you know, you hear this nice music in the background. Okay, fine. You know, and then, like, Jake is all getting up, or Jack is all getting up to her. You know, they're making out, and all of a sudden,
Kabuki man!
You know, this
Kabuki,
like,
attack!
Like, oh, yeah, that too. But, I mean, and by the way, like, I don't ever want to see JYB making out with anybody, ever.
Seriously, it was so uncomfortable.
What are you talking
about?
I wanted
to look away.
He's very passionate.
I don't ever, I mean, it just, I, ooh. Just,
yeah, it was really.
What's the hell wrong with him making out with somebody?
Yeah, no. I didn't see anything
wrong with
it.
I mean, it's so awkward. Like, he's all trying to be all
romantic.
Well,
it felt awkward for me, but I thought it was just more because we're so used to him as a ranger and none of them can ever have a romance, so it's like different. You know?
No, but I've seen other people.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen other people.
Like, you know, make out, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, that did not sound right, but I've seen.
From their bushes, I watched them make out. Random people.
She's going to video interview in a couple weeks.
Oh, wow. That's how she obtains her tax. Oh, man.
Blackmail.
That's right.
But
I don't know. I still don't understand the problem with John Young Bosch making out.
Yeah, I didn't.
Maybe because you have a man crush on John Young Bosch. Maybe that's what it is. You were just loving because... it. You were double fisting it every. I mean, you loved it.
You know what? Just because I was slightly rigid does not mean anything.
So no, I've seen other, you know, people make other Rangers make out in other projects, movies, whatever, and it looks perfectly normal, fine. I mean, it him is just so.
See, I've heard his voice play so many crazy characters in anime that he can do anything, and he's perfect at it. He was the bad guy in Higai J. He was so evil. That was a good anime. Higai J. You should watch.
Okay.
He played a vampire. I know everybody loves vampires nowadays.
Oh, yes. The hot new trend.
The big vampire trend.
Lord have mercy.
Look at me. I'm a vampire. I'm a teenage vampire. Oh, I'm so broody. Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Don't get me started on... Because, I mean, I was watching the VMAs, and like they showed the trailer for New Moon or whatever. I was just, like, rolling my eye. I mean, it's so, like... Really? Like, how did they take a Romeo and Juliet story and like make it bad? I don't want to. How do you do that? Like, how did that happen? It was so like, you know, he wants to kill himself now because he thinks you're dead. I mean, seriously, where did they get these actresses? Like, anyway, but this is not about Twilight or New Moon or whatever kind of crap it's called now. This is about Johnny and Bosch.
The other bad movie.
Oh, what?
So they're all like, you know, oh, you know what? The dream that he was having about, like, you know, that first dream that he had, I was like, okay, that shocked me. I was like, okay, that's kind of cool or whatever. But then, it's, you knew what was going to happen next. Like, you know.
Yeah, they're actually going to come for him.
And then that's where, like, the plot kind of goes.
It stops. For like an hour, at least.
God, even the synopsis of the movie on Wiki is boring.
What does it say?
It's so incredibly predictable and cliche. Like, well, what does it say?
On an isolated ranch in the desert, one man must protect his wife from a secret past that he is now forced to confront. With
That's
the sun.
Like every movie.
it's long too. It's.
Oh crap! Never mind.
It just sounds generic. It doesn't sound boring. It just sounds...
I'm not going to read the whole thing, but trust me, it's boring. Go wiki it. It's boring.
No, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I like the picture of
Daniel Southworth on the poster. He's looking down at something for some reason. I don't know what he's looking at.
Dramatic.
He's looking at Jack's child, like, hey, little girl.
And his wife's looking down too. I think she's asleep actually on the poster. She might be. But then Johnny's looking straight at you with a big cut on his cheek. Like, what, huh? F you.
Oh, I love like for most of the movie, like, you know, Johnny's all bloodied up and junk or whatever, but like for some reason when they're in the attic, he's all clean and junk except for the little cut on his
I assume they were cleaning up.
I assume they
clean. If you bleed a lot and it dries and then you're still fighting, you're going to sweat it all off.
Because didn't he change clothes or something?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Somebody did. Yeah, they were just recovering from the first battle. That's what
he
I thought.
He got bandaged up and everything. So.
Yeah.
And the whole thing took place over hours and hours, right? I mean...
Yeah, it was like one day because that fight, it was just one giant fight.
Yeah,
they just kept running around the house, like.
Yeah.
So tired.
That was like crazy Home Alone style.
Pretty much, yeah. That's a scary Home Alone movie.
Yeah.
Yo, but
Merry
Luigi's wife, yo, Luigi's wife was gangster.
Was like a damn pig, dude. She was crazy.
She was.
I liked it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's like the best part of the movie. Yo.
Because she's not the greatest actress in anything, so the fact that she was crazy kind of masked that.
What are you talking about? She's great.
She's fantastic.
Well, her not speaking English throughout the entire film was probably...
Yeah, that was a safe issue.
Did you not watch Extreme Heist? She was phenomenal.
I never saw that, actually. So.
Oh my god, how have you not
I have.
Seen Extreme Heist?
I've never seen it either.
Extreme Heist is greater than any of these, but greater than Broken Path, greater than Fall Guy, greater than Devin's Ghost, greater than any of this crap. Extreme Heist is actually entertaining.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh.
They're going to be fighting worlds.
We are going to fight.
Well, I haven't seen it in a while. I saw it, it was like 5 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Probably on pay-per-view.
No, I saw it on my trip to Otakon when I first met up with everybody.
Who's everybody?
Many moons ago, everybody. Mo, Katie, Con, Meg, Trance.
Tyrion.
Yeah, Tyrion. Yeah, like, long, long ago.
This was like before I even...
But yeah, Mo had the DVD. We watched it on somebody's laptop.
And
we bonded.
How many times did you have to change your pants afterwards?
No, I was good.
It's pretty awesome. Come on, it's the greatest team in the world, Adam and Skull.
Yeah, and Bulk has a little cameo in there too.
Yes. It's such a damn good movie. Such a damn good movie.
I'll have to rewatch it sometime.
Isn't Skull's actor blonde or something?
Yeah.
Yes, he does the Dan Southworth.
And he's got like a cigarette or something.
Yes.
I've seen.
He's like a gangster.
Yeah, I've seen stuff. But...
Yeah, he's just complete white trash in this.
Johnny Yung Bosch does pointless like flips for no reason when he's sneaking into places.
He does, yeah, like everything
he's stealthy
be...
and he has to jump on something and do a flip. Oh, it's good stuff.
I've never seen this.
Oh my god, how have you not seen it?
I'll have to get you copies. We'll have to review it.
We should next time, yeah. Because seriously, after this, we yeah.
I want to rewatch it right now.
The commentary, that would be interesting.
Yes.
But anyway.
I mean, no, this whole movie was just. I mean, you know, and then like one of the kabuki dudes or the mangled face dude. No, first it was one of the kabuki dudes was trying to like, you know, rape the wife, and then the mangled face one was like, oh no, that's my woman. And then, you know, it's like, it was, and then, like, there's so much blood. Yeah, see, this is not my type of movie anyway, because, like, there's, like, too much blood and guts and crap.
Oh,
like,
I was fine.
That's a lot of blood.
I was fine with that. I love that, actually.
Yeah.
I thought that was
so damn funny.
Yes, it was hilarious. Okay, well, I guess we're talking about the whole movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so spoilers, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, a long time ago.
But, I mean, when he cuts the guy's arm off, like...
All the finishing moves, they were just so over the top.
Yeah, it was so damn random, because it was the first time somebody got killed. I'm like, oh, he's fighting this guy, he's probably just going to leave him there again. Oh my god, he grabbed a saw and he started hacking his damn arm off. What the hell is that?
Yeah, that was honestly,
if you're going to kill somebody, is that the first thing you think of? Man, I really want to kill this guy. What should I do?
I'll saw his arm off.
Make him bleed out.
I'm going to bite his earlobe.
Oh, man. Yes, Mike Tyson that joint, yo.
Yeah, that's funny.
Why did they have like 50 white sheets on the line?
Seriously.
How many beds do he own with all the white sheets?
They had a little toddler, though. Maybe she had some potty issues. You don't know.
There were sheets everywhere. Like, I mean, seriously, they go in the forest sheet. Yeah. You know, maybe like river sheets. I mean, it's like everywhere. Like, oh my goodness.
Well, maybe those random like cliche townspeople left them there that we saw. Like,
yeah, it was all the tablecloths from the party they had earlier in the day.
Honestly, the first time, like, you know, like Crazy Ninja pops up for the first time, then a second Crazy Ninja pops up. Honestly, I was thinking WMAC Masters when I saw that.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, my God, they're in the Kabuki level.
Oh, yes! Oh, my goodness.
That's the connection. That's a reference.
Well, they
throwback.
They have all these crazy ninjas that they have to fight in the preliminary rounds, and they all wear these ninja outfits based on whatever level they're on, like black or red, or they even have ones with kabuki masks on.
Yes. That was gangster.
And they just randomly pop up one at a time. So I'm like, oh my god, it's WMAC Masters. Where's Tsunami? Where's that bastard Tsunami?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I think there's another part of the movie where... Look, there was a lot of parts of the movie where I had to, like, put my hand in front of the computer and be like, I'm not watching this. Like,
this is why I wanted to watch it with you, just to see, like, what your reaction
was. Oh, my gosh. Like, okay, I was watching it, like, in between the VMAs, too. So,
God, what the?
I mean, so that helped. But you know, I was like, my hand, I mean, like the sawing thing, I mean, I need to see that. And then like, oh my gosh, and then when the wife, like when finally kills off Yoshi or whatever, I mean, okay, that was cool, boom, all right, that's once hot. But then she was like, nah, I got some raking to do.
Again. I loved it when Johnny and Bosch just had to go all Mortal Kombat on Koichi's wife and twist her head all the way around.
That was awesome.
Finish her.
Oh yeah, and like the sound, I mean, like I mean, they would, I mean, it was just as like, okay, a hit, like a hit with the left, hit with the right. It was like left, knee. I mean, like the way I would fight in like Street Fighter, be like left.
I love that at the end when Johnny was just no selling every single thing from Yoshi. Just no selling every single damn punch and kick. Nope, didn't hurt me.
Awesome. Although, you know what, I did feel like there were, I mean, like the fights overall were like really well choreographed and stuff or whatever, yeah. But then yeah, they would have their climaxes and then it would come down and then oh wait, we gotta like, oh no wait, we're not done. I'm like, no, like you have a climax and you're done with that person and then you move on to the next person. You don't like go back like round two, like no, like, you know, but at the end when
stretched out ridiculously,
mm-hmm.
These people are unkillable.
It's okay, awesome. Yeah. Why was this really movie? Are. Why was this movie an hour and a half?
Because
can we an hour and a half, really? Like
they're Asians, and Asians are hard to kill.
You know, like let me just ask, like, why did the main character marry the stupidest person on the planet? Is really what I wanted to know, because like she's in a room, right, or wherever, and there's people fighting, and he's like, run.
Oh yes.
And she just sits there and
she
watches.
Just sits there like, oh, this is good, this is great.
Yeah.
she had that cut
she
leg though.
Her leg. Like, yeah.
No.
It wasn't that deep.
I expected
though.
Her to pull out her bucket of popcorn and start chowing down as she's watching this fight.
Get her ho hos and her ding dongs.
Hey, remember she remembered to grab a gun once.
And then they left it there.
And then it disappeared. Yeah, exactly. That's and I was just like, why are you... Oh, I don't understand. Like, especially, like, when Johnny's character, like, beats them up or whatever, and he's like, okay, let's run. And I'm just like, well, if you know that you're going to have to get rid of them eventually, why don't you just take care of them now? Instead of say, let's both run together, why don't you just take them out right there? Instead of waiting for them to come back.
Because it won't be an hour and a
half
movie.
That's what the movie is.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
And obviously he married her because she gives him superpowers. Duh.
Yeah, I guess. I guess his love for incredibly stupid women.
She screams his name and all of a sudden he is Superman. Duh.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, you know what? Like, honestly, like, I think that this would have, if they had just made some changes, it would make an interesting short. Like, honestly, like, it would make a good short film, like 20 minutes or something.
Too long.
Too long.
Might have to sacrifice some plot, I don't know.
There was a lot of plot. I mean, they were apparently, you know, a family, and they had to get out of the family, and that's, you know. That's an hour and a half.
You know what? And the thing, I do remember Johnny talking about it some convention, and he was like, "Look, when they were doing this movie, like the producers, they didn't want any plot. They didn't want nothing. They just wanted fight, you know, whatever. And they had to sneak in dialogue. They didn't even want him to talk because, like, he's, you know, because they know him as a Power Ranger back in the day. So they didn't even want him to talk. They just want him like fight, whatever.
Oh.
So from, you know, from that to like seeing what I saw, I mean, I was surprised that I did expect so much plot. Like, seriously, you know, so I wasn't expecting much. But yeah, I mean, this would have really worked out. Like, because it was interesting, you know, they're from, you know, he's from this and the guy. And I mean, of course, the whole Yoshi twist. Ooh. I mean,
that was a surprise.
Quote unquote twist.
Surprise.
That was a major twist.
Yeah.
I did not see it coming.
Although I did not expect the decoy, the neighbor, to be...
Oh,
which was
uh-oh.
So just thrown in. And like...
Yeah, it was kind
Wait a minute, what about the neighbor? What happened?
One of
Remember
the guys.
When they, when Yoshi was supposedly collapsed on the patio or whatever, and they go back for him and they flip him over and oh, it's the neighbor, but he's dead.
It's the huge fat guy.
Except the problem is we actually saw his face.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I don't think he was a I don't think the neighbor was a decoy. I think that the Yoshi no, it was like, got to the no, no.
Yeah,
Yoshi,
yeah.
Yoshi got to the neighbor to get the kid.
He That's was in the was. Outfit, Lisa.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that the neighbor was left
was
as it was like a little ninja trick, you know.
Oh, but
like
they changed him. They changed him so that it looked like things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
He changed his clothes.
Yeah.
Wow. I just got that.
Which means that Daniel Southworth had to strip down that big old fat guy and change his clothes. That's for the director's cut.
But, you know, I mean, if this was a short, not 20 minutes, but if this was a short, I mean, it would have been, and then, you know, like, because, like, the editing for the fight scenes were really good. The editing for the everything else was just, oh my gosh, everything was so bleh and bleh and whatever. So they had tighter editing on things and, well, duh, better dialogue and, well, better actors. Then...
Get some Dutch angles. Dutch angles.
Oh, don't even.
Shaky cam.
I mean, throughout the.
Oh, they even did that on RPM. They're like, oh yeah, this adds to the moment.
I mean, throughout the movie, I was expecting like some kind of flashback or something. Like when Yoshi's coming in and talking about, well, we were raised together, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, they did
honestly
more of that.
Honestly, expected them to like fade into like, you know, 15 years ago or whatever, and like actually show some of that stuff to put some depth into what's going on. But no, let's just stay here.
We'll just take their word for it. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Flashing back.
It was a nightmare that had to be left.
Fight time. This would make one hell of a demo reel, honestly.
Yeah, it would.
Here's an hour and a half of my best work.
Yeah, and like, and Johnny got some stitches done, like in his head, like, cause that was some hardcore stuff. Yeah, he had to have stitches, and they had to like take break from taping for a bit. So
I believe it.
You know, oh, and Koichi's wife, like, I think Johnny broke a rib of hers or something.
Oh.
Yeah, because he kicked her too hard. Yeah. Hardcore.
They were really.
Yeah, it's all of them. It's no stunt doubles in this one.
Yeah, and they were doing some crazy stuff. Like, I was not really
expecting all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, on that front, on the action front, it was not, you know, a horrible thing. It was
no, you can't fault them for that.
Pretty
yeah.
intense, yeah. But everything else, I mean, what happened?
Yeah, the action's obviously what they intended to deliver. They weren't focused on anything else.
Yeah. That was
oh,
the
boy. Action. Yeah.
It needed an in-depth plot like Extreme Heist had.
I don't even remember the plot.
What?
I don't know.
How do you not remember the plot?
I remember there was like a calling card or something that he left. He was like, ooh, this is my sign.
God, I hate you.
I don't remember too much. I'll have to watch it again.
You well, yeah, I have to see it. You know, whomever got it.
I've got it. I'll copy it somehow.
There we go. Done.
It's on tape, though, so I don't know. It might be difficult.
Yeah. Tapes are awesome.
Back in the day.
That's right.
So, yeah. I think, overall, this movie was...
I wonder if there's a Laserdisc copy of it.
Shut up.
Was that still around?
No.
No.
Actually, I've seen Laserdiscs on, of the first movie. The first
really?
Movie. Yeah, on eBay.
Wow.
Yes.
Parents?
So yeah, that's still pretty recent then.
No, this was like years and years ago, though. It was years ago.
But that's what I'm saying is it still existed years ago. So it didn't die out so quickly.
We had a laser disc player.
Did
I
you?
Remember, I remember.
High class. You're high rollers.
Well, not really. But I just remember the thing about laser discs that was so annoying. It's like, okay, it's great quality, but like halfway through the movie you have to take it out and then put in the second disc.
Flip it over like a record.
By the way, you need to have you ever watched the DVD for the movie Chasing Amy?
No.
Because the whole thing at the beginning is Kevin Smith going DVD. Laserdisc is awesome. Because that's when it first came out.
Awesome. Now that makes me want to watch it.
Oh, damn great.
I think we only have the VHS of that, too.
The Criterion Collection is probably like $10.
Yeah?
Yeah. Come on. And then, since it's the DVD version, there's a little bit during the commentary where he says, yeah, I kind of said F- DVD, and I'm going to take that back now.
Oh, goodness. Anything else about Broken Path, though?
Nothing specific. No.
It's action fast.
Yeah, if you like the action, check it out. That's what it is.
If you don't like blood, don't. I mean, oh boy.
But if you do, get it because it's all over the place. It's like drenched in it. You'll love
it. And then dude gets stabbed in the neck. He gets stabbed in the neck just so he can use the white sheets.
I love this, the moment where the guy who's bleeding profusely from the head, like his head then gets slammed into a pile of vomit.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my god,
that was fantastic.
The extra indignity.
Yes. Oh. But then gets up and fights for like another half hour. Which,
yeah, seriously. Oh boy.
That should have been his death right there.
You know what? This is making me sick. Just thinking about it all over again. Oh boy. No. You know what? The action scenes are good. The blood isn't. Not for the faint at heart. And if you want some really in-depth dialogue, then this is not the movie.
No.
No.
But, you know, that's why it's only selling in South Africa.
Yeah.
But that's messed up.
Port Orange today.
Honestly, that's messed up. Like, I know, like, Africa has, like, a really booming, like, its own booming movie industry or whatever. And, like...
Does it?
Yeah, it does, actually. I mean, like, people who, filmmakers out of there, they, you know, they're selling their, and they, it's crazy, you know? But, like, why come from here and just go sell it over there? I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to make sense. I don't know.
When I think of action audiences, I don't think, oh, South Africa.
Well, also, no, I mean, anywhere, but, like, I don't understand why they would choose there, not here as well.
It just seems like a random place to sell things. Like, boom, I'm going to sell it in Luxembourg. Good luck.
Yeah, and like that one place. we don't know, like, where else it's distributed.
But if you're South Africa, nowhere else give right us now. A call.
Do we know for sure?
No, we know for sure.
Okay, well.
Because Johnny would have said something. He's like, look, I don't know why they're only distributing it in Africa. But that's what's happening.
Didn't say he like found it there or something. Like honestly, like I envisioned him like doing his own personal search. Like he Googled it or something and just found it on some South African site.
But yeah,
I mean, imagine the producers would tell him.
Right. Like and you Google it anywhere else and you can't find it anywhere. Like it's like not anywhere.
I don't know.
You don't know, go look for yourself.
Well, no, I'm saying. I'm agreeing.
On the black market.
Yeah.
Well, it probably is now.
It's bizarre.
So, I don't know. You want to rate this or
rate it?
Well, I did write a review and I gave it a C. So.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean.
A D.
C.
Oh, C. Okay. For cool.
He was like, D, how dare you?
By the way, I'd just like you to know that Extreme Heist on Rotten Tomatoes has 100% rating.
What does that mean, though?
It's awesome.
Seriously? Well, like, who was actually... I want to know how that scale works.
Well,
does it go with how many people actually vote or whatever?
Well, I'll tell you, it was only rated once, and that one person was...
And that one was you.
That was me. So, but... That does still mean that it has 100% rating, and you know, it was well received. It was well received by everybody. By everybody who reviewed it.
A 100% on RottenTomatoes.com means it's good, though.
Yes.
No, I mean, if it's like 1,000 people voting, then 100% is definitely good. But if it's one person, if it's like 5 people voting, well, Who are those?
No,
five
but
people?
He was just yeah. He was no. He was wondering because like you hear yeah, rotten tomatoes and you
yeah,
think,
you think
oh,
it means
more
bad.
Tomato, rotten
yeah.
tomatoes, the more it's bad. But in this
yeah.
case,
100% right, right,
it's good.
Right. I'm just
100% right. Is right.
So they actually will take it down. Oh, okay. I get it.
I got it. Okay.
Well, it had no reviews yet, and I thought that was criminal.
Well, I want to go over there and read it too. I got to do my part.
Oh goodness.
I mean.
It's hilarious. So, I mean, any final thoughts before we end the show?
You know, check it out if you're a fan of Power Rangers, but if you're not, you probably won't get too much out of it.
And the review for Extreme Heist says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens, the earth, and Extreme Heist, and it was good." I think it's a pretty favorable review, I gotta say.
I think so.
Any final thoughts on Broken Path, Mr. Extreme Heist?
I would say that it was better than most crappy movies made by Power Rangers alumni.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's kind of how I rated it anyway. I mean, comparing it to like mainstream films, it's garbage.
Yeah, yeah, we can't compare it to that.
I would rather watch that than Devin's Ghost.
Oh, you have to register.
And then I would also rather watch it than Fall Guy.
Well, that's a given. Like, Fall Guy's not even...
Fall,
Guy
not
even, Fall Guy's not even a movie.
I've ever seen. It's bad on so many levels.
Fall Guy's not even a movie. I'm not even going to count that. But,
it's not even bad to the degree where you can just, like, laugh at it and say, oh, it's so bad, it's funny. Because outside the leg scene, it's horrible. It's not even watchable.
Oh, when JDF is the best actor, there's a problem.
When he buries his leg in sand. Oh my god.
There's a problem. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to see Johnny beat the crap out of Dan Southworth, awesome.
And the Kabukis from WMAC Masters. And A Squad Pink.
A Squad Pink, that's right.
She gets such a crap sandwich all the time.
Why do you say that?
Because, you know, she was A Squad Pink. She got beat up. She got beat up in this movie. She
rode the monkey bars with Ziggy.
But she was a damsel in distress.
That sounded sexual, first of all. I mean, she rode the monkey bars with Ziggy.
if you could ride,
she rode multiple bars, huh?
That would.
She rode more than one bar.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, monkey bars.
What?
Get your mind up, gutter, you filth monk.
They started it.
No, I did not.
Oh, I will not have any of your filth mongering here, okay? This is a family show.
Family show, family show.
Yeah, Mr. Double Fister.
Okay. Oh, do they have the. Oh, damn it. They said by poster, but I don't see a poster for Extreme Heist.
Oh.
Oh, poor.
I think they would have that.
We are so done. Show end. The end.